For today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa, I'm joined by business manager for Mid Prairie, Jeff Schwarzentruber, to discuss their upcoming bond issue.
Voters approved a $10.64 million bond issue, and we were only allowed to issue the $10 million in the fiscal year 2014, which we did, but then the closing happened in August of 14, which would have been fiscal year 15. But the reason why we were only allowed to do the 10 is there's some rule or part of the regulation that says we can only issue up to $15 million in a period of time, and we were right at the end of that period, and we had issued bonds before that were close to $5 million or just over $5 million. So they were just trying to make sure they stayed within that $15 million cap, and now we're beyond that, so we were able to do the last $640,000, and we had an option to do it either in fiscal year 15 or fiscal year 16, and we decided to do it in fiscal year 15 because of fear that interest rates might jump on us at some point here, and if they're low, you might as well act while they're low rather than say, oh, we'll just take our time. So we decided to do it now, and the amortization schedule that we're using, or the length of maturity on these bonds, we wanted to keep them fairly short too, so we're using 4 years as what we're advertising that we hope the buyers will bid at for 4 years. The way I understand the process, and believe me, being a new business manager, I wasn't part of the original $10 million issue, but the way I understand the process is that there's a requirement to have either local paper or national paper advertise that you're selling bonds. And I think in the case where we did this last year in April and May, we actually went with the Des Moines Register, so you had a bigger group of people looking for that $10 million. But because it's $640,000, which to you and me seems like a large dollar amount, because it's only $640,000, there's probably less big players out there that want to buy something less than $1 million. And so we are trying to do something locally here, hoping some of the local banks would have interest in buying this local issue for our school district. So $640,000 over 4 years, we're trying to make it palatable, enticing to people who would be wanting to buy it so that they're not tying their money up for a really long period of time. You know, if it's 20 years, we're going to pay a lot of interest anyway if it's going to be 20 years plus the principal. We'd rather pay less interest, and the way you do that is with that shorter time period. And a buyer a lot of times likes that as well, because then they're not tying their money up for a long period of time. Especially if interest rates were to go up, again, I don't see anything out there that says they're going to go up, but if interest rates would spike, you know, they would say, hey, well, we have opportunity to get a better return on our money. This gives them a chance to get a good return, a marketable return in the short term, and then know that their money's going to be available for another investment 4 years out.
Is it possible that one bank would buy all $600,000 plus worth of bonds?
It just depends on how local banks would bid. There could be a bank that would say, yeah, we would like all of it, or there could be a bank that will take a smaller portion of it, or I don't know that the banks are going to talk to each other, but each one will look at what the appetite is in their portfolio for a bond like this, and then they'll make a bid if they deem that there's appetite for that in their investment portfolio.
Do you have a deadline set?
We are asking for the bids to be into me by 11 o'clock on Monday, March 23rd, and that gives us time then to work with our financial advisor, Piper Jaffrey, and our attorney, Ehlers Cooney, to help us get the paperwork together so that when we go to the board meeting on Monday evening, we can show the board members what we have available and any additional resolutions and those kinds of things can be made. We're aiming to have the sale of this issue happen on May 1st, so we're under a pretty short time frame here.
That was my conversation with Mid Prairie business manager Jeff Schwarzentruber for this edition of In Touch with Southeast Iowa. For KCII News, I'm Nathan Swenson.